Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he needs no introduction to this audience, but I will introduce him nevertheless. Jeff Rentz will be riding shotgun with us on this live Friday edition in the second and third hour. It is December 1st, 2006, and we'll be here live for the next 3 hours. Hard to believe that the final month of 2006 has begun. It seems just like a few moments ago that it was 2000, that it was 2001, that it was 2004, 2005. Before you know it, it's going to be 2012 and beyond, my friends. We will have open phones in this first and third hour today. There's open lines, 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get Jeff on because once a month I join him on his broadcast, and he never does radio interviews. In fact, he hasn't done them in years other than one other interview on this broadcast. I wanted to get him on just to talk about the cultural mind control and how people put themselves in little boxes and how the population is controlled and manipulated. We had a really good discussion Monday night when I was on with him, and I wanted to try to duplicate it and expand on it here. So we'll be doing that and covering the news and taking your phone calls. There's some new, never-before-seen photos, because I've been all over the web. I've seen a lot of them. Maybe you've seen them, but for me, they're never-before-seen. Photos, we're always trying to dig through all the discs we've been sent and all the videotapes and DVDs, and we were looking at some Mark Bohemian Grove yesterday and found amazing stuff from the, looks like the 20s and the 30s of the Owl Moloch and the Cremation of Care ritual. Really some amazing stuff. We've got, I think it's over 50 photos. Most of it is homosexual in nature. You know, men dressed up, hugging on each other in fawning embraces. That's their religion. It's a bizarre cult of homosexual devil worshippers, at least this Republican branch of it. So that's up on JonesReport.com. Only place you'll find it right now, JonesReport.com. The Pope has been hailed for praying towards Mecca like Muslims. Boy, that's just amazing. And he's now leaving Turkey after reaching out to Muslims and Orthodox Christians. And I have a transcript of some of the things he said. He didn't call for a new world order again, like he's done twice in the last less than a year since Pope John Paul II passed. But he did say some similar things about regional government and one world religion. But when we get back, I've scribbled a few notes here. I want to talk about the nanny state, which is really the control freak state. And I also want to talk about the plunge of the dollar. And then we will get into AP, Feds rate travelers for terrorism. I've been telling you this on average every week since I saw Governor Ridge say that all Americans through the national ID card, everything you do will be on a database, and they will give you the color coding for what you can, what freedoms you have. I mean, you talk about the whole country, the whole world being turned into a prison. This is it. And people just keep asking, how do you know it's going to happen? How do you always predict? I'm not predicting. They tell you what they're going to do in the policy reports, in the planning documents. And so I'll give you a bird's eye view of what life's going to be like, but it integrates with this AP article. You'll have to have permission starting January 16th to leave the country, and they don't have to have a criminal charge or even an investigation. They just put you on the list. Super Soviet America. Driver's license charges will cost you time and money. I want to get into that. Got another report here where they're going to go ahead and most of the airports in the country make everybody walk through a system that scans you and your naked body. Total humiliation, total enslavement. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens don't have to have ID cards to get bank accounts or home loans.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jeff Rentz joins us in the second and third hour today. He'll be riding shotgun with us. We really look forward to that. We'll have open phones for the entire transmission on this live Friday edition, December 1st, 2006. The dollar has continued its slide. The dollar suffered sharp falls yesterday and is continuing to drop today, hit by reports of weak U.S. business activity and a benign inflation picture, whatever that means. The euro rose 0.7% against the dollar to 132.47 by late afternoon in New York after data from Chicago purchasing managers indicated that business activity in the Midwest unexpectedly fell last month. Sterling rose to its highest level against the dollar, that's the pound, folks, since its ejection from the European exchange rate mechanism in September 92, as UK house prices continued to show rapid growth. The pound rose to 196.99 to the dollar before edging back to 196.58, almost 1% up on the day. The yen also gained up 0.5% against the dollar. I'll tell you what all this means. I'm sure most of you already know and probably have your own points you'd like to add in a little while. Also, for the last 4 years, only five airports that I know of put in the scanning systems where they make you walk through or stand, depending on which company's model, And they can turn the X-ray up. I don't know why they call it an X-ray. It's really kind of a sonar. And they fire out these radio waves in a beam and scan your body. And they can go below the clothes. They can tune it to below the skin. They can tune it right into your intestines. They can tune it right into your bones. And we've written articles about it. We've posted links to the company's demos online. And they record, when you walk through these airport systems, they record you digitally onto databanks. And they save it. They admit they're saving it. Now, as we told you, because it's the same with every project the globalists launch, at first it was just selected travelers were directed into these at these five airports. Well, now another sixth airport, Phoenix, is announcing they're going to have it. And I did some more research on it this morning. They're going to go ahead and start trying to process upwards of half the passengers until they get more machines. And then everyone will have your naked body recorded. Now, the media likes to show this one photo of an obese woman where you can see the intricacies of her breast and other appendages. But if you go to the company's own websites, I mean, completely naked. They show a bunch of people and the different things this system can do. And it is a crisper image of the naked body, of the bare body, than what the human eye can even see. Again, it's more human than human. Literally, it shows the pores on your skin. It shows every blemish. It is. I'm sure a lot of you have seen these photos and video on television. It looks kind of like a photo that's in negative. It's orange and white and yellow and blue, depending on the heat signatures of the body. And this is unbelievable. And they will herd your sons, your daughters, your wife, you, your husbands, grandma, and they will videotape, they will record your naked body. And they will show it to you on the news, and they'll admit they're doing it, and they'll say, what you going to do about it? Also, at the, quote, borders, to leave the country, it's more stringent. They have huge X-ray machines you drive through. I've seen major medical reports showing it is very dangerous. I mean, these X-rays shoot through metal and show people's skeletons in the trunk. You see the bodies of people of their, quote, illegals coming across. That's how they advertise it. I mean, believe me, boys and girls, a high-powered X-ray shooting through, car aluminum or steel right through your body, I mean, that is not good for you. They just don't care. DU isn't good for the troops. It's deadly. They use it. They use it in proving grounds near major U.S. cities. The radiation from these different systems aren't good. They're just going to keep using it and make them even more powerful. Cell phone towers aren't good for children. They stick them right by every school in the country I've seen because the school makes money off leasing them the property space for the tower. Sodium and stannous fluoride are deadly poison. Thousands of top medical studies, Nobel Prize winners, they've increased the fluoride on average in this country. Mercury's bad and has caused autism to go from 1 in 124,000 20 years ago to now more than 1 in 168. That was numbers from 2 years ago. New numbers came out. It's even worse. Looks like it's more than 1 in 100. AP's reporting again today that they have actually increased the mercury in the vaccines, especially the flu shot. Doesn't seem to matter. Mass brain damaging is occurring. One of the main causes. Causal effects of Alzheimer's. I mean, we're living in a Twilight Zone insane asylum. But don't worry, the control freaks are going to ban smoking in whole towns, in your own house, even if it's, first it was a townhouse, well, it goes into the house next door. Now it's, well, it could blow across the street to the other house. Whether smoking's good or bad, it's obviously bad. They set the precedent with that. Now they're banning trans fats in the foods in Chicago, New York. Now you're going to swipe your national ID card at the point of sale. This is the official Commerce Department plan. They'll mark then what you're eating, what you're doing. That'll go to the insurance companies. Total control freak management. Folks, you want to be control freak. You want to live under control freak's thumb with the high-tech tools they've got. You're going to get a front row seat. In fact, you're going to be in the arena. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse by the day. Everything is accelerating exponentially. Technology was doubling every 2 years. Now they're saying it's doubling every 9 months. And within 5 years, they're saying it'll be doubling every month. And this is exponential. And then doubling every day. And then doubling every hour. And then doubling every minute. And then doubling every second. And that's exponential. Of course, 90-plus percent of that will be kept totally secret from you and the public. I mean, I remember reading 5 years ago when DARPA was in the Baltimore Sun. DARPA, the big defense research labs for the government, it's got over 80% of college engineering research funding now. It's funded by them. They control everything, basically. Just as Eisenhower told you in his farewell speech in 61. You thought it was bad then. Oh, boy, it's 2006. That they're going to put up towers to, quote, relax the public. They admit they have these technologies, and you know full well they're using them right now. Yes, you're in the Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. Hope you enjoy it. And if you're out there driving along snickering, laughing at me, why don't you just go pull up the Baltimore Sun? And that's what they admit to. That's what they're out in the open admitting that they have set up. And so I ask all of you, how much worse do you really think it is? Now, I want to calmly go over this subject because it's of the utmost importance, and that is the control freak grid. And I just mentioned feds will rate, are rating all travelers for terrorism. That was really not a secret. I have mentioned that they're going to have fat police, and then they're going to lower the gauge of what is obesity down to rail skinniness and have social workers involved in all your lives. It's already happening with their CPSing overweight kids all over the country. They set the precedent by grabbing an extremely obese child, showing it on television, and then now, what, in Arkansas and other states, if you're just 5 pounds overweight, they give you a year to correct it, or then they take action to take your children. I was listening to local radio this morning, and they announced that if you're seen smoking in your car with your child, you'll be arrested, and CPS will come and take your child. Now, it's probably not good to be smoking in the car, but with your children, but what's the greater danger? Having a state that comes and takes them to give them to a CPS that's 5 times more likely to abuse your children? I mean, where does it end? See, then it's feeding your children fattening foods. Or it's grandma forgets and the kids are getting in and she's smoking a cigarette before she puts it out. The neighbor sees it. I mean, every day in the town where I live, they call CPS on people because the parent locks the car, runs into the house to get something they forgot because they don't want to get the children out of the child safety seats, and the neighbor calls the CPS because they tell them to call CPS if you see that. I mean, we're under an incredible tyranny. 7 million people plus now in the criminal justice system and growing. It was only 1 million 12 years ago. And there's so many facets to all of this that I can't even begin to go over every piece of it. But to have the feds come out and say, guess what? All your personal data, the data mining we've been doing under the Total Information Awareness Network, we're putting that into a database that we're using on the American people whenever you travel. We're scoring you. Well, AP is acting like they've broken some big story. Governor Ridge, in a 2-hour program I saw on C-SPAN about 4 years ago, before Homeland Security even got funding, said that we're all going to have national ID cards, and they did pass them in 2005, now going in. Now the news is telling you about it, a year after it happens. And you're going to have green, yellow, orange, and red coding. That's how it's already coded in the computers. If you've got bad credit, my friends, you're going to have a yellow rating. According to what you buy and read, you're going to have a yellow or orange coating. Okay, so they just haven't fully told you about it yet. All right, we'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We do have Jeff Rentsch, former TV news producer, writer, researcher, RunFrench.com, joining us for Ride Shotgun the second and third hour today. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I hate to even talk about the police state because, I mean, if I just mention it for a few minutes, there's no way to give you the total view or even something close to it of how big, how sophisticated, how serious this is. I mean, it is unbelievable what they're doing. And I told you, America, in fact, it wasn't a secret. It was in the New York Times. Remember, Admiral Poindexter, every credit card purchase you make, every phone call you make, everything you say, everything you do. I mean, when Google comes out 3-4 months ago and says hey, we've developed a program that uses the microphone and video cameras built into most of the new computers, on most computers, to watch you and listen to you and use keyword computers to file your habits for marketing purposes. I mean, we've reached the ninth circle of hell. And the government is involved in all of this, and Google is, Yahoo, they're all, it's just the whole system. Now, they're announcing this now as a chilling effect. We have to have courage and point out that they are the criminals, that they are the people that are shameful. And it is the people running our government that have carried out 9/11 and that are bringing in this whole one-world government system. I mean, I have another Lou Dobbs clip last night where he's admitting we're going into one-world government, where he admits that the North American Union's here, where he admits that he just can't believe they ever started it or that it's happening. I mean, we're in it right now. But still, I get emails from people and folks like Troy call in who just say, we're liars, it isn't happening. And man, they're serious, folks. They're threatening us on air. They're saying, you know, we want to attack you physically because they want to live in this cocoon. And they universally say, I'm living good. I'm doing good. You're doing good because your forefathers fought and died. Heard Derry Brownfield talking this morning. Can you, he was reading a News with Views article, could you imagine George Washington or Thomas Jefferson hammering a nail out on their own house, and both of them worked on their own homes? And if a building inspector walked up and said, hey, you're not allowed to add a room on to your house. You're not allowed to even change the trim around your window without a permit. I mean, that inspector wouldn't make it off the property alive. That's how jealously they guarded their liberties. And boy, we sure did well back then. I mean, you told somebody back then, give your freedoms up so you'll be safe. They would slug you. They wouldn't laugh at you because they knew that was the talk of tyrants. That was the tyrant's swan song. That was the tyrant's piper, Pied Piper's tune to lead you into bondage. And look at all the police state. Look at all the tyranny. Does it keep you safe? No. It's made us all dependent. It has taken personal responsibility out of the equation. The society is unraveling. The government puts in programs. We have their own manuals saying it's to break up society. And then they come in with the next level of control as the name of fixing the breakdown in society when it's actually designed to make it even worse. Then they come in with more control in a way of, quote, fixing it, and it makes it even worse. On and on and on and on and on to consolidate that power to get total control over a society. And now, AP, feds rate travelers for terrorism. It says American travelers, computer-generated scores rating the risk they pose of being terrorists or criminals. See, criminals. Remember 2 years ago, all over the country, check-cashing companies closed their doors? Because, and these were bigger companies saying, we're no longer going to do check cashing or banking. We're just closing because they were subsidiaries of larger corporations and even banks said they were going to cut back on it. Because why? Under federal law and under the Patriot Act, there's a, quote, criminal database, not just a terrorist database, of suspected criminals, suspected drug dealers. This is word for word. And if you cash their check, you can be indicted as a terrorist. And they put all these laws in that nobody can follow. And then they say, well, ignorance of the law is no defense. When the feds pass tens of thousands of pages of new laws a year, the states, untold amounts, the travelers are not allowed to see or directly challenge the risk assessment, which the government intends to keep on file for 40 years. The scores are assigned to people entering and leaving the United States after computers assess their travel records, including where they are from, how they paid for tickets, their motor vehicle records, one-way pass travel, seating preference, and what kind of meal they ordered. Now, remember about 4 months ago, a head air marshal with a group in Denver went public saying, look, there are no terrorists on the planes. We're told every month to put innocent people on lists because they take photos out the window or they talk or where they sit. We're putting people on lists that will affect them for life. We're being told to puff up the terror threat. The terror threat, the people running the government blew up the buildings. I mean, come on. There is so much news coming up. Your calls, just so much important stuff. The dollar slide, you name it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to get, when Jeff joins us, I'm going to get more into the whole police state control, surveillance, taxation grid that's going in all around us. And I hope the police and the bureaucrats and the people that help enforce and put this in know you're totally destroying your children's future, the country. And again, the very people putting this grid in are the ones getting rid of the borders, getting rid of the sovereignty, openly announcing the end of this country, and that means the end of the liberties and freedoms. Under the FTAA, it clearly states we will follow all of the UN Charter. And the UN Declaration of Human Rights in Section 30 states you have absolutely no rights. Just wanted to point that out to everybody. Go read it for yourself. Dollar slides as U.S. businesses slow. And the dollar has now gotten close to 133. That is, the euro is at 133, very close to 133. It's 132.47. The pound went up even more, 196.99 against the dollar. Meanwhile, you see housing sales accelerating, but the prices plunging. If you add the 17.4% drop in home sales the last period with the new preliminary data coming in, we're looking at about a 24% drop in home sale prices in the last year. and again, most of that just in the last 6 months, a rapid acceleration to that downward spiral. And the plunge protection team is doing nothing to prop up the stock market. It's just going up on its own because if you've got more dollars with a doubling of the money supply by the last Fed chief, now the new Fed chief says he'll double it yet again, but then made the M3 money supply secret, you're going to have a dollar sink. And if the housing market can't be the dollar sink, a place to put all these inflated dollars, then it's going to chase the stock market, which, if you look at the devaluation of the dollar, is really at about 6,000, not 12,000. And 4 years ago, the Treasury Secretary, about 3.5 years ago, I saw him on CNN when I was in a Kansas City Sheraton for an event we were having. I talked about this a few weeks ago. I saw him say, oh, no, we actually want a weakening dollar. This is good for us. This is good for America. This is good for manufacturing. Oh, yeah, trade deficits with Japan, China, India, Mexico, all-time highs. What, it topped $100 billion a month earlier this year? With China, $100 billion. They hold over $1 trillion in our debt, and everybody in the global currency system, the central banks, the governments, they're all trying to creep towards the door, and they say this in big financial publications. Everybody's trying to creep towards the door to get out of the dollar. Because they've all got so much in dollars, but they know they're being devalued, so everybody's trying to slowly, quietly, but starting to speed up, cash out. It's like a run on a bank. In fact, that's what it is. A run on a bank where if everybody came to get their money, and there's about 1.5% actual paper currency in there, it can't happen. They count on you not doing that. Well, it's the same thing. All these countries are propping us up, holding up the debt. And then they're starting to realize that the dollar's falling, even if they hold on to it. So they're quietly trying to dump as much as they can, hundreds of billions, in the last year together. And that's starting to make it fall faster. And then they're starting to dump quicker. And then they're all, and then suddenly it's like everybody trying to run for the door at once. And the running for the door, it looks like, may have just begun. At first, one guy got up and tried to creep out, and then another, and then now five or six are getting up in a room of 100. Now about 50 people just stood up, are all looking at each other, and are starting to move for the door, and the panic could ensue at any minute. Now, the dollar may go back up 4 or 5 cents, probably will, and oh, see, it's okay, and then it'll drop 7 or 8 cents. And then, because if you look at the 5-year to 6-year graphs, it's going straight down. But the news always shows you the graph for the week or the month or the day. Well, look, it went down this week in trading, but went back up. But they don't show you in the year graph, the 2-year graph, the 3-year graph, the 4-year graph, the 10-year graph. It's going straight down in the last 6 years. And then gold, by the way, is going straight up. Now, I've been buying gold since it was at $300 an ounce. And whenever I get a little bit extra capital for a nest egg, I'll buy a coin or two, and I buy gold when it's $700 an ounce. I buy it when it's $400 an ounce, though it's been many years since I could do that. And, you know, gold will go down to 550, and it'll go back up to 700. Right now it's climbing at 640-something last time I checked. I believe in gold. I believe in collector coins, semi-numismatic. I really believe in the numismatics. You can get very close to melt, where you get collector value on top of them being close to melt prices. They have a whole spectrum of those, and I was already talking about the dollar today, and then Ted said, hey, how about I pop on? Ted Anderson is the owner of Genesis Communications, and since the mid-90s, he's been funding Patriot Radio, Truth Radio, and in the, 98, he started the GCN Radio Network, and he has done a fabulous job, so not only will you get a good deal on gold, you'll also support the GCN Radio Network. You can't beat it. And I've shopped gold all over the place, and let's say there's a scale of 1 to 100. I'd say Ted is about 20%. That is the lowest being 1, and the highest price is being 100. He's about 20%. So he's on the low end cost-wise, and I'm sure you could find it cheaper somewhere else, but I've had trouble doing it. And Ted's a great guy, and he's got in stock right now these $10 gold coins That's their denomination. They're not $10. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I'm really glad to have you up here, too, Alex. And, you know, the thing is that since I've been doing this with the in the precious metals business, there's been a few other gold companies that have come, but they've also gone, and I've seen them take millions of dollars of people's money on the in the way out, and they never see a thing. You know, I've always maintained a competitive edge on the precious metals business, and I got to say that the people that have been buying the gold and silver over the past few years are just, you know, they're taking their profits to the bank. They've more than doubled their holdings in the process of supporting the Genesis Network by buying gold through Midas Resources. They're coming out winners just because they picked up the gold and they've held for the long run. And now you've got Alex Jones going from, what was it, KLBJ, what was the name of the radio station?
KJFK.
KJFK, one little small radio station down in Austin, Texas, and now you're conquering the entire world. We got people calling in from London, we've got them calling in from all across the European continent. We've had calls come all the way down from as far south as the South Pole. And that's the difference that we're making out here in society. And really, it's due to the support not only for Midas Resources, but for all the advertisers that have taken the risk to stand up and say, I'm not going to let this country fail. I'm going to put my money and my support into this type of talk programming. And let me tell you, Coca-Cola, General Electric, name some big name advertisers that you hear on mainstream radio. They won't touch us. They won't even put a penny towards us. First of all, because we're screwing up their plans for the future. And the second thing is that they're afraid to get involved because of the fact that they don't want to mess with the elite. We're the ones in their face, and we're the ones that are making the difference. Alex Jones, obviously, is a great mouthpiece for that, and we can't let that be silenced. So that's why I'm here.
Ted, tell them about the deal, because you're right. Gold has doubled from what it was, back in 2000. And then you look at how it's performed versus the stock market. Even if you believe the stage Dow Jones Industrial 30, it's up 4 or 5, 6%. From 2000, but gold's doubled? I mean, this is insane. Well, why would people not get involved in gold?
It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. Without a bare minimum, a person should have 25% of their portfolio in gold, especially considering the fact of how well gold has performed over the stock market. But at this particular time, you know, you can see even Bernanke is talking right now, we're going to be down to $2 against the sterling. The market is crashing. They're talking about full out 8.3% crash.
Hey, Ted, I bought gold from you at $320-something an ounce. When it hit 700 and something, did I call you up trying to sell that gold?
No, of course not, Alex, because you know that there's more problems in the future. The economics has not changed. We're about ready to hit the brick wall. I mean, the type of devaluation I see in the United States is going to be similar to Mexico, where you go to bed, you hit your pillow, and the next morning you're going to wake up, your money is going to be worth about 40 cents on the dollar. That fast. I mean, it just goes down that quickly because it accelerates this blossoming.
Well, it's a little over 1 cent value to what it was in 1913 already.
Yeah, but the thing is if you roast a frog slowly, he stays in the pan.
No, I know. You're saying we can lose a half cent of the 1 cent value we've got overnight now, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, your penny could be worth a half a penny just from going to bed and waking up the next morning. It's happened in all the third world countries. We certainly have seen it in Mexico.
And I want to make clear, we have the IMF World Bank documents. We have the Nobel Prize winner on who witnessed it. They are doing it by design. And Joseph Stiglitz said a month and a half ago here on air, if they don't manage it correctly, it could be a global depression. I said, are they managing it correctly? He said, absolutely not. But they are managing it correctly to consolidate wealth and control people. And, folks, I just don't want to see you get hurt. I try to put you in the way of good things, high-quality water filters, good films, you know, things I really believe in, gold. And this is a good deal that Ted has for you. Ted, tell them about this coin.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. It's a $10 Olympic coin that was issued back in 1984, first coin out of the West Point Mint. They're in MS-66 plus condition. They're in perfect shape. They're in the encapsulized, still in the original holders when the government issued them. They're private because they're collector coins, because the U.S. Mint issued them that way. They're trading for $455 a coin or $4,550 per roll of 10. I really suggest that you get involved with these because...
And Ted, I'm just going to say, I don't know if you want me to do this. We never talked about this. I didn't ask permission to do this. Is it okay if I tell them what your markup is? 7 to 8%. So, folks, again, we're capitalists, but you're getting a very good deal on these coins. You will have a lot of trouble. Ted is doing this deal where you're going to have a lot of trouble finding this coin anywhere near this.
Well, anyways, just to make it real clear to people, it's a good coin to be getting in. It's certainly a coin that the United States is described as a collector piece. It's exempt from all the confiscation ruling, all the 1099 reporting, the W-9 forms, all the stuff that have to do with their bullion rules. And it's just a great way to be getting involved, and I really suggest that you get this. And I suppose we should give out the 800 number, which is 1-800-686-2237. I think everybody's got it memorized by now, but I'll give it out again. It's 1-800-686-2237. The coin is $455 per coin, and I can't say it enough. Now's the time to be getting into the precious metals. We all can see the problems. Take advantage of this offer. In addition to this, obviously, you're helping carry the Genesis Network. And I don't know, I feel like that's such an important task at this particular time.
Well, it certainly is. 1-800-686-2237. What about folks that want to go online?
They can go to MidasResources.com. They can take a look at... We do have this coin pictured on MidasResources.com. You can catch the spot prices, this kind of thing. But if you do want to place the order, we do need to get the people in here. We've only got, I think, in this particular case, I think I've got about 112 coins, and then I'm done. I don't have any more than that.
Oh, really?
It was just a special deal that I got.
Well, what about when that sells out? Is there any other deal?
Well, yeah, we'll make offers on other things as well. But this is really a good offer right here for this particular coin. There's only about 74,000 of these things that are out there in circulation. So there's not a lot of quantity out there. There's not enough to go around for every citizen just in the city of Austin, Texas. So obviously more people are getting involved in the precious metals business. The quantities available for coins like these are shrinking. And
give that number again, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, Ted, I appreciate you coming on with us, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Alex.
God bless. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. We got Jeff Rentz coming up. I've got this dollar slide story here. It's just to see what these bankers have done to us, to see how they get you into a fiat currency, then they devalue it over 80 years. Now it's worth about 1.5 cents to what it was worth previously. That's an official number. It changes every day. I guess it's lower than that now with a further slide of the last week. And it's just... And the little bit of cash I've got in the bank, you know, I've got two little bank accounts, a little bit of college money for my kids, and it's just, I'm so busy working, I haven't had time to reposition that money. It's literally just turning into nothing. And we're being raped by these people. And meanwhile, you read the Financial Times of London, BBC, you read Der Spiegel, you read the Japanese, Tokyo Times, and they're telling you we're in deep trouble. They're all panicking. They don't want us to be. They're all tied to us. They're all freaking out. You see the average American, man, they're driving around feeling good. Boy, they heard the economy was good on TV that morning, and George W. loves America, and he's a conservative. The bankers cannot pull the plug on us unless they think they can get away with it. And they're doing it right now because they know they can use their controlled media as they pull the plug in an incremental fashion to blame somebody else or to divert attention, and then they'll just rotate new politicians in, and they'll blame the last politicians, and the New World Order runs away with the bag. They run away with the loot. But if you're in real estate or if you're in gold, or if you're in other real tangible assets, they can't do that. Now, again, real estate's extremely dangerous. I'm not giving you advice here financially. You do what you... But I'm just saying, again, notice they started telling you 2 years ago, the real estate's overvalued, it's bad, get out of it, 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 get out of it. And they were also saying, go ahead and devalue the dollar, it's good. They're trying to rob us. See, they're mad because real estate is overvalued, but at least there's some real tangible asset. There is the plot of land. There's the house, the barn. You know, that's real wealth. Land is the total generator. It is the progenerator, the progenitor of all wealth. That coupled with your labor. And so I will just tell you that, and I don't have time to go out with my meager funds and try to get some land. I'm just advising you on, for those of you that have time, you know, to, I mean, I'm so busy fighting New World Order, folks, I don't even have my house in order. Because I'm so busy warning people, literally working, well, I won't work 18 hours a day, I'm going to go out with my wife and hear some live music. I'm going to go see Jimmy Vaughn tonight. Appreciate them inviting us to that. But most days, I mean, I'm up here at 10, 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I was up last night at 2 in the morning working. And I'm doing it because we've got to, listen, the very people that are engineering this are now going to pose as your saviors. And it makes me very, very angry. So there's a lot of things you can do. Just a word to the wise is sufficient. We'll come back, go to your calls, get Jeff Rentz on at the 5 after.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
Welcome back. About to go to your calls. On the whole issue of gold, I just want to remind you that they're devaluing the dollar into nothing. You need to position some of it into something that cannot be totally devalued, that has real inherent value, and that is the oldest currency on the planet. That's gold for over 6,000 years. Give Midas Resources a call. That is a great deal that Ted Anderson was offering earlier. 1-800-686-2237. And you get the added caveat, which is the most important caveat, and that is that they support this broadcast and the freedom movement and the 9/11 truth. So you cannot beat the deal. 800-686-2237. They also have a free report on Kennedy's executive order that you can get, his executive order to start abolishing the Federal Reserve. 800-686-2237. Let's go to Alan in New York, who I'm told disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, Alan. You're on the air.
It's Adam, Alex. How are you?
Adam, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Fine.
That's right. I listened to last week, I think you were interviewing Bill Christensen, and I admire him a lot for coming out and, you know, telling the truth and being intelligent and having the guts to stand up. But your focus was basically on Israel and what's going on there, and there's a few points that, you know, I wanted to check with you and clarify and that I disagree with. First of all, you seem to refer a lot to Palestine. You know, I think you were calling Israel Palestine. Is that what you were doing?
That region for 2,000 plus years has been called Palestine. I'm talking about, you know, all the way up into the edge of Syria and all the way down south past that.
Okay, because I was misunderstood that you were referring to Israel as Palestine. Just to clarify, you know, sure, the region was called Palestine.
No, Israel's been known as Israel since King David's time.
Okay, because, you know, Palestine is kind of like saying North America. It's a region. People didn't really have an
affiliation. That's when you just said that without you stating your definition. That's what I said.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify what you were saying, and now you did. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a few facts also. When he said that his view was like 6% of the Palestinians wanted to see the Jews pushed to the sea or something like that.
No. I was saying in a big BBC poll earlier this year, they polled, I forget how many Arab nations. It was a whole bunch. I think it was 8 or 9. Go pull the poll. And it was 6% said push them into the sea.
Okay, because I did see, I believe it was in the documentary Relentless. I could be off on that. I'm not an idiot savant like you who can pull facts and memorize everything, but I believe that there was two surveys done, which I think it was just among the Palestinians in the that area.
Yeah, and like 80-something percent.
Yeah, it was insane, the percentages.
Well, oh, yeah. Look, I get heat from everybody because I give my real view. I'm not against Israel. I'm not against the Jews. I'm not against the Palestinians. I'm not against anybody. I don't like the global crime syndicate that plays us all off against each other.
I agree with you, and I'm out for truth. I don't care about taking a side or whatever. I just think some of the facts that were discussed there seems slightly biased to me. If I may bring up just a couple other points, Alex.
Sure, stay there, and then we'll get to the other callers, and we got Jeff Renz coming up. Everybody stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.